right, you guys, you know this is for fun, so take it easy and give them a good show.
Oh, new setup here. Board's on the wrong side. It's on the right side instead of in front. It's a little backwards, but we'll make it through. No Tony today. He's out playing basketball at the rec, or coaching basketball, or doing something with basketball. There's a lot of basketball going to be played this weekend in Los Angeles. You have the All-Star game going on, if you care about that. Personally, most of the All-Star games in all sports are pretty much garbage. Should just be an award, if you ask me. But Facebook.com/OnTheBenchRadio and on Instagram at OnTheBenchSportsTalk. Also on iTunes and on Podomatic. Just give us a search. Go like, go subscribe. Go follow us. We'll love you for it. And we got Today in Sports History for you. We got the NBA All-Star roster, which is Team LeBron versus Team Steph. Probably be about 400 points scored in that game, I'm sure of it. And then we have the NBA second half. excuse me. If the season ended today, what the playoff picture would be. And I have an idea for the NBA and all professional sports for the playoffs, what they should do. Scrap everything that they have now. And why don't they tweak things and change things up a little bit? So we got sports today at 9 a.m. on the bench. Sammy the Blade here for you. No Tony, as I said. We might have a guest. I don't know if he's going to be coming in today. We had one of the newbies come by. He said maybe he would stop by. I am not completely sure of it, but make my life a whole lot easier. I haven't done this by myself for a while. But we also have the Beatles at 10 and then Springsteen at 11. All love songs coming in those hours. So we're still celebrating Valentine's Day. But let's get into Today in Sports History. I think that's a good idea. All right, start every show with this. In the first 100 shows, what we used to do, we used to dedicate a jersey to an athlete, which I always thought was a lot of fun. But then we had to change it up once we got into triple digits because I didn't want to have to do that all over again. But I did like dedicating a jersey that an athlete wore for each show number. So say it was show number 5, went over all the number 5 jerseys that were worthy of it, and we dedicated that the best player to that show. So we're going to do something a little bit different. This is show 197, so we're 3 away from 200. We got to come up with something different, maybe, but... let's get to Today in Sports History. You know that song, Jolting Joe DiMaggio. Today made history, 1943. Like many players of his day, Jolting Joe enlisted into the U.S. Army. He did that today in 1943. He lost his 28, 29, and 30-year-old seasons in the MLB, which is probably at his peak at best, and... he served time because, well, he felt that was more important than baseball. Other notables to enlist, how about Whitey Ford, fellow Yankee, Pee Wee Reese, Phil Rizzuto, another fellow Yankee, Ted Williams, Bob Feller, Yogi Berra, another fellow Yankee, who was actually a gunner's mate during the D-Day invasion on June 6, 1944. That's right, Yogi stormed Normandy. How about that? And Hank Greenberg, Larry Dolby, Nolan Ryan enlisted in the reserves. Still counts. Tom Seaver, Willie Mays, Ty Cobb, and Christy Mathewson. Two of the best to ever play in their time. Maybe ever. They both served together. How about that? In the newly formed Chemical Service during World War I. And, well, Christy Mathewson ended up being accidentally gassed during a chemical training exercise and developed tuberculosis, which he later died from a few years later. So... a lot of these guys survived. Christy Mathewson didn't die in war. He died because of complications from being in training. But Joe DiMaggio enlisted today in 1943. And we're going to move to 1989 as a record was set in your Los Angeles area. The Los Angeles Dodgers signed Oral Hershiser to, well, a really rich contract for that day. 3 years, $7.9 million in the contract today in 1989. It's a year after they would win the World Series the year previous in 1988, their last World Series. That was her last appearance until last year, till they, you know, wet the bed against the Houston Astros. But in today's numbers with inflation, that'd be a three-year, $14.5 million contract. So not very much for one of the best pitchers in baseball at the time. But we have a birthday today. All right, birthday, 1908. I know all you were around. For Walter L. Barber, better known as Red Barber, was born today in 1908. Voice of the Dodgers, voice of the Yankees. He would be the man behind the mic for the Dodgers and Yankees for many, many years. And he would be the man that Vin Scully idolized. Vin replaced Red Barber. And, well, there was an old story that Vin was asked. He was nominated the best broadcaster of all time. It would have been unanimous except for there was one vote that didn't vote for Vin, and that was Vin. He voted for Red. So one redhead replacing another. Red was known for his folky style that had some famous sayings that would be famous in their day. And in that time, I looked up some of these sayings because, well, they're pretty weird for today's standards. But how about they're tearing up the pea patch? Was used for a team on a winning streak. The bases are FOB, full of Brooklyns, because that was the Brooklyn Dodgers. Can of corn, that's used today. It's when a ball is hit softly and easily caught. It's a can of corn. Rhubarb, any kind of heated on-field dispute or altercation. We never see that in baseball. Oh, no. Bobby Cox never did that. Dusty Baker never did that. Lou Piniella never did that. Of course not. Sitting in the catbird seat, used when a player or team was performing exceptionally well. We'll go over more of these in a little bit. But Barber would often identify players as Mr., Big Fella, or Old, regardless of their player's age. So, how about Big Fella hat and pitches? It's in there for strike one. Go figure. It's a lot and many years ago. So, Red Barber, happy birthday to you. But in case you're not too familiar with Red Barber and the style that he had a distinctive style for calling a game.
Shows the dirt picker-upper, gets a handful, throws it away, now walking up to the plate, sort of relaxes, leans over, touches the heavy end down from the platter, straightens up, cocks that bat, Fitzsimmons works. DiMaggio swinging, it's a whistling line drive to left center field. It's a base hit, it's taken on the second hop by Ripple. The throw is coming in a second. DiMaggio is racing for it. DiMaggio makes it with a slide and is saved for a double.
There you go, Red Barber, 1937 call. And that was with the Yankees, playing the Yankees there. But there is a famous call in the 1947 World Series that I wanted to play for you. And because a lot of people idolized Red Barber from his day, and even from even still from today. But here's a call from the 1947 World Series featuring the Dodgers versus the Yankees. See if there's a familiar aspect in there that you would recognize maybe from, a home run derby.
Belt it. It's a long one. Deep in the left center. Back for Gianfito. Back. He makes a one-handed catch against the bullpen.
Do you want to hear that again?
On belt it. It's a long one. Deep in the left center. Back for Gianfito. Back. He makes a one-handed catch against the bullpen.
Sound familiar?
There you go.
There it is.
There's a winner. Look at that.
Back.
Little Chris Berman in there. Chris Berman taking a little bit of Red Barber in the home run derby. Also, how about Jim Brown? Probably one of the greatest Browns to ever suit up. Probably one of the greatest football players to suit up. Jim Brown was born today in 1936. He retired at the peak of his career, 29 years older, towards the peak of his career. He was enshrined in Canton in 1971. And I want to read over his stats after the break, because these stats that Jim Brown put up, they're insane. I mean, they're so crazy. It's stupid. But actually, we're going to do it now. I don't want to hold off any longer. Jim Brown's stats in his career were just, they're insane. He was the league-leading rusher for yards per carry in his career at 5.2, but Jamal Charles surpassed him at 5.3. But Jim Brown, I mean, he retired at the peak. If he would have had a couple more years, I mean, it was insane the amount of yards that he had. I'm stalling, my computer's loading. He had 12,000 yards plus from 1957 to 1965. All right? He led the league in rushing all but one year. All but one of those years, he led the league in rushing. And on six occasions, he led the league in rushes. On five of those years, he led the league in touchdowns. He scored 17 touchdowns his final year. This is the year he retired on. 289 carries, over 1,500 yards, 17 touchdowns, 110.3 yards per game, and a 5.3 yard per carry basis. 1,800 yards from scrimmage. I like the way he did it. Go out on top. Go out like the king that he was. So Jim Brown celebrating his birthday today. He old. Danny Ainge is celebrating a birthday today. 1959, he was born. And nobody likes trading with Ainge anymore, I don't think. I'm still surprised people trade with Danny Ainge, to be honest with you. He's the GM of the Celtics. He was a good player in his day, too, but I think he's even a better GM. You see all these trades that he's pulling with all these teams, with Brooklyn. Screwed over Brooklyn for good, and then he got the best of Cleveland, trading IT for Kyrie. That was the main part of the deal. And a pick, and the Brooklyn pick, I think, was included in there. I think he knew that Brooklyn was going to be coming up at least in a couple years after he traded Garnett to Brooklyn to get that pick. So, I mean, I'm surprised anybody trades with Danny Ainge anymore. But happy birthday, Danny. And another basketball player is celebrating his birthday.
Oh, look out for that toy step, Doc. It's a real Lulu.
Bugs Bunny.
You were expecting maybe the Easter Bunny?
You're a cartoon. You're not real.
Not real, eh? If I weren't real, could I do this?
Look, is that Michael?
Michael!
It's Air Jordan.
Basketball!
I call. I get King Michael Jordan.
Pardon me, Mr. Jordan. Could I have your your John Hancock, please?
You remember that movie. That was a song. That was the movie from my childhood, Space Jam. Michael Jordan celebrating his birthday today. 1963. He is getting up there as well. How about that? Michael Jordan. I can't believe that he's that old already. But also, part of that movie was filmed here, if I remember correctly, at Blair Field, where the Dirtbags play. The baseball scene in the beginning, or towards the end, whenever he gets dropped off by the spaceship. That was here, right in our backyard. Buster Olney, famous ESPN reporter for baseball, Luke Robitaille, and LaVon Kirkland as well. Famous Pittsburgh Steeler in the 90s, wore number 99. Always liked him growing up as a Steeler fan. But how about all those birthdays? I think they were good. Happy birthday, people.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get a tummy ache and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Make a wish, dear, and blow out the candles.
Here they go.
Happy birthday, everybody that we listed. This is On the Bench Sports Talk Radio. No Tony today. He will be back next week, as we'll be back here at 9 a.m. every Saturday. And you can find us at facebook.com/onthebenchradio and on Instagram at On the Bench Sports Talk, and on iTunes, the other I one. iTunes, look for On the Bench Sports Talk. Give us a like, give us a follow. We will appreciate it. And unfortunately, we also had a death today. 1989 Hall of Famer of the class of 1972 for baseball. He was elected by the Veterans Committee, but Lefty Gomez was his name. He died today at the age of 80. He pitched for the Yankees from 1930 to 1942, and for the Senators for the last year of his career. He won 189 games to a 3.34 ERA. He was a 20-game winner twice. He went 26-5 in 1934 and then 21-11 in 1937. And what was really interesting, I thought, was that his ERA was the same each year, 2.33. Amazing. But Lefty won 5 World Series with the Bronx Bombers in 1932, and then 36, 37, 38, and 39. 4 straight, he was part of that dynasty there. And was he good in the World Series, you might ask? He had 7 starts in those 5 World Series. He went 6-0 with the 2.86 ERA in 50 innings. I would say that's pretty darn good. That's just me, though. Facebook.com/onthebenchradio and on Instagram at onthebenchsports. Talk. Going to take a short break, and we're going to talk a little bit of the NBA All-Star Game. And we got the rosters for you and what the second half is going to look like. And then I have an idea for all of professional sports on how to fix their playoff system. I think it would make it a lot more interesting, and I think it'd be a lot of fun. But you got to wait to see what it is. I'm not going to tell you. You got to wait. Until then, let's take a short break. On the Bench, be right back.